Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to History Dweebs. I am Tim, and as always, I am joined by Brandy, the blue-haired beauty.
Hello.
How are you, Brandy?
Well, Tim.
And, of course, we're here with the distinguished Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Walters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you, Colonel?
I am as fine as I could be on this cold day.
It is a cold day here in February. Today's topic is Jonas Salk. And Charles, tell us a little bit about Dr. Salk.
Dr. Salk was obviously he was a physician. He went to New York.
He City.
Attended school in New York. And City. He came out about the time the polio surge was coming.
What did he come out as?
Yeah. He came out as a
transvestite. That ain't true. That's not true.
We're going to get sued.
Jonas Salk was a transvestite.
No.
He dressed as a woman.
And that has nothing to do with anything.
This is a time when this was not as acceptable as...
You know what? You let him do this. I blame you.
He's back. All right.
Okay, let's get back on the subject.
Yeah, let's get back. He was not a transvestite.
Now, I want to take you back to 1944.
That was the year...
1946.
Year am I going back to?
Yeah. 1946.
Okay.
1946.
Year after the war.
After the war.
Okay.
When we got...
Truman was president.
The Japanese were still...
Defeated.
They were defeated. They were still smoking over there. It was the whole place was still smoking.
No, I don't think that's true at all.
Yeah, it smoked for a long time over there.
They were already making Toyotas by then.
What? Anyway.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Imagine the headlines. Polio scourge. Polio panic. Polio's deadly path. See, polio back in those times was the Ebola of all. People were actually getting polio as opposed to one nurse in New Jersey being locked up in a prison cell.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we get... We're talking about forced quarantine.
Internment.
Yeah, when we get to... who we're talking about next?
I don't know.
Oh. Typhoid Mary.
But my point being...
It was
a perfect time in America.
Yeah,
If you were as a white man, you know, if you were a woman, I don't know if you could vote then. I don't know if they gave the devil stuff.
Yeah, actually, suffrage has already passed.
Yeah,
was it allowed on property?
But it was a big problem, and even President Roosevelt, of course, had suffered from polio. So
he did. Lots of famous people suffered from polio. There was lots of famous people got the polio.
Like who had polio?
Dinah Shore had the polio.
Okay.
Francis Ford Coppola, he got the polio. Now they recovered from the polio. Napoleon Dynamite, he got the polio.
That's not true.
David Sanborn, he got the polio. Let's see. Neil Young. Now, Crazy Horse did not get the polio, but Neil
Young. What about
Young
the pink Cadillacs?
No, the pink Cadillacs was fine. They drove right through the polio.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Young got the polio.
That's why they kicked him out.
They kicked him out.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, contagious. Obviously.
Okay, let's be serious. Back to polio. It was a scourge, and
it was a scourge.
Very serious
problem. And I won't get into all the details, but basically what you had was, it was every parent's worst nightmare. So they realized that they was going to have to just devote tons and tons of money and an army of volunteers to research.
Didn't Forrest Gump get polio?
Forrest Gump?
No, he's back.
No, he had the rickets.
Somewhere. He had rickets?
He had the rickets.
No, he didn't have rickets.
He was Jiminy Ricket.
It was a spinal problem, wasn't it? Because remember, his doctor said his back look was crooked as a politician or crooked as a question mark.
Oh, scoliosis. Whatever. Which is different.
Yeah. But anyway, back to polio, and it's a very serious topic about this very deadly disease.
Well, people was dying left and right.
It's a chicken's disease.
And some people would recover from it. Some people would die. Some people would have permanent paralysis. In 1948, more people died from this than any communicable disease. Tuberculosis, AIDS, syphilis.
I don't know that AIDS was around.
Chlamydia.
Then, okay.
People was dying of chlamydia back then.
Well, sure.
It was a terrible thing to get. But anyway, so Jonas Salk does some research. Now, all these other people were doing research on live viruses.
Is Jonas Salk in New York at this time?
He's in New York. He never leaves New York.
Okay.
I thought he was from Cincinnati.
Well, he traveled. No, that was Saban.
Oh, okay.
They were very, very heated rivals. I'm not going to get into that because it'll take a long time. And Saban also came out with his own vaccine, which was an oral vaccine. So his
I like oral.
Well, you know.
Wow.
The colonel has both the injectable and the oral vaccine. Because I did not want to get the polio, so I took both of them.
Oh, you did not want to.
I got the tuberculosis twice, too. But anyway, I think we're getting a little off track here. We need to hear. Here's an amazing thing.
Yes.
Now, everybody else is doing research with the live virus, which is much like saying, well, look, my feet are on fire, so I'm going to try to put it out by catching my ass on fire. And
I like that. That's exactly the analogy I would have made.
Yeah. And they was finding out it didn't work. And they was giving tests to people and they was dying.
Sure.
So Jonas Salk decides, I'm going to try to do a dead virus, much like we do the flu now. And
well, that's been helpful.
It worked. It worked. But that's not really the whole point of this whole story.
Yes, tell us what is the point.
The point of this whole story is, how much do you think the man in invented the Viagra made?
I wouldn't start to know.
How much do you think Pfizer makes off Viagra?
Billions.
Billions and billions.
And that was they just discovered that by accident, right?
Well, most things were discovered by accident.
Well, I mean, they were treating people on first.
We didn't do research on that. We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I did some research on that.
You do research on everything, but go ahead.
But the Cialis, the Viagra, the Lexapro, all these SSRI things that, you know, antidepressants and the Prozac and the happy pills, the Xanax.
I love Xanax.
The Xanax that you abuse so badly.
You pop like Pez.
Yeah. Did you? You just took one before lunch, didn't you? But anyway, the amazing thing about Dr. Salk was he did not put a patent on his vaccine.
Why did he not put a patent on his vaccine?
Because he felt he owed it to mankind.
Aw, fool.
Now, Dr. Saban came out with an oral vaccine.
Who was from Cincinnati?
Who was from Cincinnati. And he decided, because, you know, Salk had already made him look, but he didn't want to look bad, so he didn't put a patent on his either. Now, do you know how much money, roughly, they lost by not putting patents on their medicine?
Billions.
Jonas Salk lost possibly about $10 billion. $10 billion he would have made had he put a patent on that.
How much is that in today's money?
That is in today's money. Oh. And Saban, because the oral vaccine came along later, but it became the more popular of the vaccine because these little children don't like to have needles poked into their arms or the bottoms or wherever they poke them. I don't know.
Jesus.
$18 billion. He would have made $18 billion if he would have put a patent on it. So they are true American heroes.
I would agree. So whatever happened to whatever happened to Dr. Salk?
Dr. Salk got the tuberculosis and passed away with the consumption.
He did not get his TB vaccination.
I don't
know. Isn't it ironic that he died of TB? He should have been working on that instead. What was
actually, I made that up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. No, irony would have been him dying from polio.
Yeah. Do we know how he died?
Well, that's...
You can say no,
there's more controversy
okay.
around that, too.
Okay. He's going to make something up.
No, he also was working on the iron lung when a wrench got caught in the gears of one of the iron lungs.
That was Bessie Coleman.
And he fell out of an iron lung and killed him and was killed instantly.
You know what? Are you really going to make me fact check you? Do you know how Dr. Salk died?
He died of old age, at the age of 88.
Well, that's fine. Then that's fine. Well,
there's no beauty in that.
Well, you know.
It's he lived a full life. Yeah, I mean, he did, you know, he
Dr.
saved Sabin, a lot of lives. I mean,
Dr. Sabin interestingly died in a whitewater rafting accident.
Really?
He did not have a helmet on.
Is that a true story?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, my God.
So, basically.
Can you prove that he didn't?
You know, probably, if I actually tried. You know what?
Anyway, the whole point of this whole podcast is these two men stopped the scourge of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Scourge of a lifetime. Where would America be if we had not stopped polio, but they did not patent it and they did not do it for money?
And that, you know, and it saved millions of lives. I mean, we're joking around, but it was a serious, you know, health problem. And
oh, it was horrible. It was every parent's worst nightmare.
They had like 58,000 cases a year. You know, 3,000 people dying a year on it.
They was lining up to get the vaccines. You didn't have some crazy-ass people out in Los Angeles saying, I don't want my child vaccinated against polio. Everybody was getting vaccinated against polio.
It's funny that you bring that up about, you know, people in L.A. not wanting their children. So, the outbreak that we're having now.
The measles. Which I may have right this moment.
Of course you might, but that's okay.
You're looking a little peaked.
And I would like to add about Dr. Salk.
Yes.
He was so confident in his own, in his vaccine, that do you know who the first people that got it were?
His children.
Do you know who the second people that got it were?
I don't know.
They came, he went and found a school. And it was the New York Polk School for the Feeble-Minded and Crippled. That was the name of the school for the
Brandy's alma mater.
Now, if you think the Washington Redskins are catching hell today, imagine what that school would catch.
I wonder what their mascot is.
I don't know, but I imagine the mascot had blue hat.
That's not funny.
You know, one of the things that happened during the testing, there was one of the laboratories had distributed his serum or vaccine, and there was production error.
Oh, that was a terrible thing.
Yeah,
it was 5,000 like, people got killed.
Yeah, no, it was 56 people, but it was one of the worst pharmaceutical disasters that happened back in 19...
When did something blow up?
1955. I believe there was
about 6,000 tainted.
Several thousand kids were exposed to it.
Yeah.
So there was tainted
but
serum.
56 yeah. actually... or, I'm sorry, yeah. It caused 56... cases.
It was tainted with the live virus rather than the dead virus.
And five kids died from that, so that was not good. But, you know, it was a part of the evolution of curing the disease.
By 1952, they had distributed 100... The first year after it came out, they had distributed 100 million doses of the vaccination. 100 million. There was not a bunch of... a bunch of Oprah listening to women sitting around the house saying, I don't want to get my child vaccinated against the polio.
It's not just women saying they don't want to get their child vaccinated.
Men don't even know what vaccinations a kid's supposed to get.
I'm just telling you.
I took my kids to the doctor for their checkups when they was little. They said they're supposed to get this shot. I said, give them to them.
Well, and we already know you're parent of the year.
No.
Just in case you're interested, Brandy, Dr. Salk actually died of heart failure at the age of 80 on June 23rd, 1995, in La Jolla.
Have you ever been to La Jolla?
I have not. But beautiful. Thank you for telling me that, Tim, because Charles has been giving out false information.
And I think we would be remiss if we did not thank our sponsor for the show today.
We don't have a sponsor.
We do indeed have a sponsor, and I think we should thank Jesus's Bail Bonds.
We do not have a sponsor.
I'm sorry. It's Jesus's Bail Bonds, not
we
Jesus's.
We do not have a sponsor.
You do not want to jump bail on Jesus. He will give you the plague, the frogs, the boils. Well, yeah,
you can't get hide away from
him. It's Jesus's Bail Bonds. That will be, if you are in trouble, call Jesus's Bail Bonds and Catering.
Catering.
Jesus is a diversified guy.
Yeah.
It is 1-888 050. 1-888 O.
Check, don't give out information. There'll be people calling that number.
Jackass.
Okay. 50.
Okay.
So thank you, Jesus Bail Bonds.
So, Colonel.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that in-depth reporting on Jonas Salk and the polio. I was expecting to hear something on iron lungs. That's what I was hoping for. So,
well, not iron lung was a whole different thing.
Well, I know, but we'll have to touch on that in a future podcast.
I don't want any part out of iron lung.
Is there anything else you would like to add about Dr. Salk?
Yes, he was an excellent bridge player. He was a championship bridge player.
Why do you ask that question? He just makes things up. He doesn't have anything.
No, he was. Look it up on Wikipedia. He is Wikipedia. A championship bridge player.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
And sure. he was a whittler.
Did he play canasta too?
Just don't be foolish and sully the name of Dr. Salk here
with canasta.
Yeah, he was a whittler. He liked to whittle things
like toothpicks.
He would take a piece of wood and make ships. There was some controversy because he started using ivory. People didn't like that.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Okay.
So, anything, Brandy, that you'd like to add about Jonas Salk, who was, despite this podcast, was a very remarkable person? Anything you'd like to add?
No. Just.
Well, I think it was just remarkable that he did not patent it. That is so remarkable.
Okay. Well, it's my turn, and you're done talking.
Well, you blue-haired devil, if you got something to say, go ahead and say it. It's probably going to be silly.
He actually founded the March of Dimes.
Dr. Salk did.
Yeah.
See, now that is a fascinating, true little factoid.
It is. It is indeed.
Because before he invented it, it was the limp of dimes.
Oh, my God.
All right. So that wraps up another fine episode.
It was
a very informative episode.
Shut your dirty, dirty word hole.
It was the roll of dimes. That's where the term roll of dimes comes from.
History Dweebs.
It was the roll.
Thank you for joining us. Join us next time on History Dweebs.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.